Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with RV Smith, Deputy State Health Director with the North Dakota Department of Health.
Hey, Mockingbird, Mockingbird.
Are they going to grow them in the compassionate centers? I guess, where's the plants going to come from?
Yeah. So the compassionate centers need to be the growers of the marijuana. So there won't, I did not see anywhere that would allow for farms of marijuana and then they wholesale sell it to a dispensary. The Compassion Center is the designated grower in North Dakota's law, and they will be required to grow and sell the marijuana. We do have a representative from the Department of Agriculture on our working group that's you know, meeting almost daily to come up with all the things we need to resolve here. And as well as the Attorney General's Office, the North Dakota Pharmacy Board Director, various agencies working with us on this. We also do intend to reach out to the bill sponsors, signers, and make sure that we are interpreting what was intended in the measure, so that if we need to do some corrections or clarifications in the legislature, that we are protecting the integrity of what was intended that the voters were voting on. So yes, we are involving many agencies, and we even plan to bring the authors in as well.
Without getting into the list of things, are there categories? Is there a list of ailments or diseases or symptoms that a person would have? Is there a website, or I guess who's going to oversee and kind of decide which symptoms are going to be within the Cannabis Compassionate Care Red Card Act, I guess?
So there are over a dozen different conditions listed in the measure itself that are qualifying conditions that a patient can have to be able to get marijuana for medical purposes. And in addition, individuals can petition to the state health officer to add conditions if their particular condition doesn't happen to exist. And then there's a process of what has to happen in order to get those additional conditions added to the list. Some of the diseases include like cancer, epilepsy, glaucoma, post-traumatic stress disorder, HIV and AIDS, hepatitis, spinal stenosis, fibromyalgia, Crohn's disease. So various diseases. And then there are some broader categories like chronic back pain and debilitating pain or intractable nausea that can't be cured by other means. So some of those tend to make it a little bit broad, and those may need some further definition. Also, one of the categories is cancer and its treatment. So I'm guessing that means to help with some of the side effects of the treatments of cancer. And so there may need to be a little bit of specificity put to that, either in rule or administrative rule or policy. So it is quite broad, the number of conditions that are available.
I got to say, this seems one of the more progressive laws that I've been covering for several years. And it's interesting, that's for sure. Of course, juxtaposition it to Minnesota, and theirs is like completely different, where it's more of the pill form and oils and that sort of thing. So this is interesting to me. Okay, final question for you, winding down here. Just curious about, our listeners, of course, with North Dakota, Eastern Montana, Eastern Wyoming, South Dakota, pretty conservative listening base. So this might be a tough question, because is this going to grow government? Because I know a lot of listeners out there don't like growing government, but to me this sounds like you're going to have to add some employees.
Yes, we did. In our fiscal note, we included 32 FTE for this. Now, we're really going to have to see how this pans out. Like I said earlier, our anticipation, because of the stringent requirements of a dispensary, we did not anticipate the number of dispensaries that seem to be interested based on the phone calls we've been getting. So that's going to impact the fiscal note. It is kind of complex. The measure states specifically the amount of revenue for compassion, the amount of the license fee and application fee that we can charge a compassion care center is very specified in the law. And the amount of work that we have to do, there are 15 pages of requirements to be a compassion center. The department has to certify that all of those things are met before we can license one. And that is where we're finding a gap in the amount of revenue that we'll be able to cover the cost. In contrast to that, the designated caregiver process I described, the one that can have up to 5 patients, there and the registration card, the fee for those qualifying patients to get registered and the designated caregivers to become a provider is not stated in the measure. So in that area, we've estimated the cost and divided them by the number of anticipated or assumed estimated number of individuals to come up with a licensing or registration fee.
To listen to the full-length interview with R.B. Smith, North Dakota Department of Health, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
Hey, mockingbird, mockingbird. Hey, mockingbird, mockingbird. Hey, mockingbird, mockingbird, where are you gonna sing? Where are you gonna sing? Where are you gonna sing?
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. For more information, call Les Borsheim at 701-290-7061. That's 701-290-7061. That's the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off happening Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota.